Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechalk. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about something that I wish I didn't have to talk about, but I want to bring it up because the real estate market is starting to shift. And with those shifts, a lot of times there's some anxiety among realtors, but especially new realtors. And what I'm here to tell you today, if you're a new realtor out there, is that not everyone is happy with your success, right? And it almost hurts my feelings to say that. I wish that wasn't true, but there's probably a lot of seasoned agents out there that may look at your success and it doesn't have them feeling great about themselves. They view you not necessarily as a collaborator, but they view you as competition. And it could create some uncomfortable situations for you. And I've seen and I've heard horror stories from new agents. I'm going to share some of those today on the episode. But my advice to a new agent, if you're a newer agent out there, I don't want to say young, just a new agent in general, find the helpers, find the supporters, find the people who genuinely want to see you succeed, and hang on to those people because they're hard to find. I've seen people give realtors bad advice almost intentionally to try to hold them back or to break their momentum. You know, especially now during market shifts, I see sometimes people trying to scare agents out of the business. And it's something that it just happens, right? And I've seen it where people say, you know, because we think the way the market's going, we think that there's going to be agents leaving the industry. And, you know, you get on these big groups on social media and you see people say, oh, that's good. Get rid of some of the dead weight. Get rid of these people. Get rid of those people. More for us, blah, blah, blah. It's not just sunshine and rainbows out there, guys. You know, your competition isn't always happy. And sometimes it's even the people within your own office. I hope I don't have any of those in my office. And I certainly don't think that I do. I did at a time, but I certainly don't think I do anymore. But it's something that you need to be aware of. And I'll give you an example. I have an agent. I talked to an agent, a friend of mine, and he was new to the industry and he worked at an office where they sold a lot of foreclosures, and really the foreclosure agents at the time, they just listed the properties and they let people sell them because they were so busy just listing them. And this guy told me the story. He goes, you know, I went to my broker and I said to him that I want to get into listing properties as well. And his broker's advice was, don't worry about the listings, just keep working with buyers, which for those of you that are in the industry, it's probably the worst advice you could give a realtor. You know, there's a lot of little sayings, you know, you got a list to last in this industry. But the reason this broker told this agent that is because it benefited him. It benefited him. It had nothing to do with the agent, but if he had agents that were already listing foreclosures, it was a direct benefit to that broker to have his agents try to represent the buyers on those transactions. So much so that he didn't even want to help this person list properties, which definitely, fortunately, this guy left that agency. But it definitely would have hurt his career if that was the approach he took. You know, with the lawsuit that came down in August, you know, there's a big thing where people are saying, you know, this is going to be the death of buyer agency. It's going to force agents out of the business. And I just don't think that's true, guys. I think if realtors adapt and they adjust their business to the new way of doing things, I think you're going to be shocked to find out that you're going to be fine. I was golfing the other day with a new realtor, a young guy from another company. and really successful on his way to earning a six-figure income, which in Northeastern Pennsylvania is a lot of money. And he told me he was thinking about going back to school to get an accounting degree. And I said, you know, that's great that you want to do that, but why? He goes, well, you know, Dave, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it in real estate anymore. And you know, this guy, I talked to him, I said, look, you know, if you want to go back to school, by all means, have at it. But I would never walk away. This is a 21-year-old guy in his second full year in the industry. He's about to earn a six-figure income. And people within his own office were scaring him to the point where he thinks he's going to need to make a career change. You know, most 21-year-old kids, maybe they're in college or they have part-time jobs or they're, you know, barely making money to get by. And this guy's a six-figure earner and he's, you know, getting scared about being in the industry. And I told him to hang in there. And, you know, that's something that I didn't think was in his best interest. It reminds me back in 2015, they changed the way that we do closing disclosures, TRID. That was the big thing, the Truth in Lending law that came down. And at the time, many realtors said, well, geez, you know, it's going to take us 90 days to close a deal. It's going to make this job impossible to do. And how are we ever going to adjust to these changes? And it's going to be the worst thing that ever happened to real estate. And within 6 months, everybody kind of adjusted, worked their way through. And, you know, today, nobody even notices any real change with TRID. And I even see it with young brokers. I remember when I went out on my own. Prior to going out on my own, I met with my broker and he said, you know, what's your plan? I told him what my plan was. He said, well, you know, how are you going to pay your agents? And I told him my plan for how I was going to pay the agents. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, you can't pay your agents that way. And I said, why? And he said, well, if you pay your agents that way, they're going to make too much money. And he actually said that they'll make too much money. He said, they'll make too much money. And if they make too much money, they're going to leave. And, you know, it was at that moment when I said to him, you know, I want to be perfectly clear. I'm not leaving because I'm making too much money. You know, I didn't think I was making enough. And it was just interesting to me that he would say that. And I think there's, I don't think he's unique in this, by the way, but I think there's probably some brokers out there that want to see their agents, you know, be successful, just not too successful. And there's some real danger with that, right? I'd like to think that everybody who's in my office is there by choice, not because, you know, they're fearful or they don't have any other options. I mean, it almost felt like, you know, you're trying to hold your people back. And that's exactly the opposite of what you should be doing as a broker. You should be trying to push your agents forward and getting them to go above and beyond what they think is possible, not prevent them or attempt to hold them back from being there. And I know that the thing is people think, well, people are going to be leaving the industry. But what I'll tell you is this, is not only am I a real estate broker, but I also own a real estate school. And you know what? People are still signing up for the class. People still want to get into real estate. They have other careers. They look at real estate and they think this would be a better choice for me and my family than what I'm doing now. So if people want to get into the industry, why would I want to leave it? It just doesn't make a ton of sense. So if you're a young agent out there and you're nervous about the changes that are coming into the industry, and there are changes, but I'm telling you now, there will always be changes. But one thing I think will stay constant, people will live in houses. And when people live in houses, they'll buy them, they'll sell them. And as long as people are buying and selling houses, I want to be a part of the process. And if you could do that at a high level and you can earn a good living for yourself, being a successful realtor is one of the most rewarding careers a person can have. So if you're new to the industry and you're having success, hang in there. If you're still looking for success, find people willing to help you get there and just understand that when you hear negativity, sometimes people project their limitations onto you. When they say you can't do that, it means they can't do that. When they say this is going to ruin the industry, maybe it's going to make things worse for them, but it doesn't mean it has to make things worse for you. Adapt, adjust, and you'll find success. And if you can be successful in real estate, you'll have a really rewarding career and you'll live a great life for yourself. So stay away from the negative people, believe in what you're doing, and the success that you're looking for will always be there. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.